with his disciples and a great multitude of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the highway side by David. And then he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And then he charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out more, a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man came unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Mm-hmm. And Jesus said unto him, "Listen now, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Let me read that again. Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
That's right.
I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Faith cures.
Mm-hmm.
Faith saves.
Mm-hmm.
Faith changes things.
Mm-hmm.
Faith cures. Faith saves. Faith changes things.
That's right.
You know, if we go to 1 Peter, we find that Peter makes us realize in that first chapter, the 5th and 6th verse, he tells us about faith and how precious it is.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we have to just think and sit back and realize how precious faith really is. When we think about what faith is able to do, Jesus has let us know that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is powerful. Faith is precious. Faith is special to us. And somehow the more faith we have, I guess the more powerful we are. The more faith we have, the more able we are to go through situations that are around us, because we know that somehow God is with us and somehow he's going to bring us through and bring us out of it. I can be comfortable in my difficult times because I know that the Lord is with me. That's because my faith has grown.
Yeah.
And it seems the more that my faith grows, the more comfortable I can be in situations in which I have no control. Because I know the God of the universe does have the control. And just knowing who he is and knowing how capable he is and knowing how loving he is, the faith that I have in the Lord can bring me through situations because somehow I know that he's right there with me. He's right there to bring me through. All I have to do is have that faith. It's important that we have the faith. But that's not just saying that we have faith. That's not just saying I'm a church member. That means I'm a believer. I've been here for most of my life. I have. No, no. We're talking about faith.
Yes,
we're talking about really recognizing God as Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God.
Yes.
We're talking about recognizing that he's able to do anything with faith.
Yes,
we've got to know without a doubt that what we put in his hands, there's no better place to put it than in the hands of a God who loves us like he does. Talking about faith now. Really believing. Really having faith. As we read the scripture here earlier, the scripture was read where there was a woman who was sick for 12 years. As we read through that, we find that situation that she had put in the hands of doctors. Over and over again, she found many doctors until she got to the point where there were no doctors who would talk to her because she had run out of money.
That's right.
But since she heard that Jesus was coming through, and if you look real close at the word, you find that she had the faith, she believed, she was sure that if she could just touch the hem of his garment.
Yes,
we're talking about faith now.
Right.
We're talking about enough faith for her to go through a crowd that was trying to push everybody back. Everybody's trying to get close themselves, and she's there. She wants to just get through that crowd, just close enough to touch the hem of his garment. She had faith that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be all right. He's going to be able to do what nobody else has been able to do. Faith. Jesus told her faith had cured her.
That's right.
When she had touched his garment. Then there was Jairus, whose daughter was dying. And as a matter of fact, Jairus came to Jesus just before that woman came through the crowd to touch his garment.
That's right.
But as
as he told Jesus about his daughter that was dying, and certainly he was anxious, but my daughter's dying right now, and I need you to come, because I know, I have faith, that if you'll just come, that you can bring her through this. If you'll just come, everything will be all right. And Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house when that woman stopped him. Certainly the anxiety built up. And somebody came right after Jesus had cured the woman and said, well, Jairus, there's no need in continuing to bother the master.
Yeah.
Because you see, your daughter has died.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Jesus said he went on with Jairus. And, and somehow the reason he was going was he was going to let them know that she was not there. She was just asleep.
Yeah.
Well, they started laughing about it. They had seen her. They knew what had happened.
Yeah.
But when he got there, he didn't let everybody go in, just the ones who were closest to him and the mother and father.
Yeah.
And Jesus told the little girl to get up.
That's right.
And told them to give her something to eat.
Yeah.
And it was Jairus' faith. It was that faith
that
brought about this healing.
That's right.
That faith that brought about the healing. And you know, somehow, as I look at that woman who had been sick for 12 years and was healed, and I look at Jairus, somehow, whose daughter was brought through what everybody thought was an impossible situation.
Yeah.
That's right.
Somehow I know that woman's faith grew. Mm. And I know that Jairus' faith was stronger than ever before.
Yeah.
And I guess Peter was trying to let us know that when he told us that when you talk about faith, it's precious.
Yeah.
Because of the things that can be, if you really believe in the Lord, if you really trust in Him, if you're really giving yourself over to Him, and recognize how good and how powerful He is, there's nothing that can't be done with that. It's precious. Think about that. This faith that I'm talking about can bring you through anything.
Yeah.
This faith that I'm talking about. But somehow it seems that faith, it's got to be real.
Yeah.
But you know what? The way that the faith becomes more and more real is by you going through more and more difficulties. When you go through some trials, when you go through some situations that are totally out of your control, when you go through things that really bring you down, when you don't know how you're going to be able to pay those bills and how you're going to get through that sickness that's falling on you, when you go through those things and God brings you out, then it's a little more, a little more faith. I believe a little more now because I know I couldn't do it, but I know that God did. I know that I was down and God got me up. I know that I was going through something and God brought me out. My faith is stronger because of what I've gone through. Peter lets us know that it's just like gold. You know, as a matter of fact, he says it's more precious than gold. And the way that gold becomes pure, the gold becomes beautiful, and gold becomes more precious is by going through the fire. So when you're going through your situation, your faith is going through the fire. Just like that gold goes through the fire. You know how it is. You put the gold in and it melts off. And as it melts and melts and melts, somehow the dross comes to the top. And then you just wipe that dross off. And after you've done that, the gold is much more beautiful, much more pure than it was before. You might try, if you see some gold, to take some soft soap and wash it off. And it looks real good. You know, it looks real nice. And you may polish it up. And it looks all right. But you know what? There's still dross and there's mud and all kinds of things down inside. So when it goes through that fire, when it goes through the real bad times, when it goes through all the heat, all that dross comes to the top and you just wipe it off. But you know what? Even after you've gotten that dross off, even after it's gone through the fire, if you put it in the fire again, there'll be more dross comes. And the more and more pure, the more fire that gold goes through, the more pure it is.
Oh,
the more trials you go through, the more difficulties you go through, the stronger and more beautiful your faith is. My faith is getting stronger because I've had to go through some things. But the more I go through, the more that I find myself in difficult times, the more pure, the more powerful, the more wonderful my faith becomes. I'm glad that I've got the faith I have. I'm glad that I've gone through. I'm glad that I had some trials. I'm glad that I went through those things. But now I have that precious faith, stronger faith. Faith that I can go through anything. Whatever it is I'm facing,
yes.
I just pause for a little while and talk to the God of the universe. I'm glad that I know that he listens to me. And I know it because he's already responded over and over again when I've called on him for help. When I've called on him and asked him to bring me through. I know who my God is. I know how loving he is. I have faith that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is right there for you to reach out to in every situation. That woman, 12 years, somehow her faith, Jesus said, it's your faith that cured you. He told Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, it was your faith. It was your faith. Going through something, it's your faith that can bring you through.
That's right.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust him. Recognize who he is. Recognize how loving he is.
That's right.
Recognize that the things that you're going through are going to make you stronger.
Yes, sir.
Bring you closer to the Lord.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Loving.
Yes.
Powerful.
Yes.
That's where our God is.
Yes, he is.
We have faith in him. And recognize that love. Recognize that power. Just wait a minute. Stop for a minute. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about his power, there's no one more powerful than God. When you think about his love, the only thing that can compare with God's power is God's love. With all that power and with all that love, why should I be concerned if I put my situation in his hand? I know he can bring me through and bring me out of it. Powerful.
Yes, sir.
It's precious.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful.
Thank you, God.
My God.
Yeah.
My faith.
Yeah.
My faith.
Yeah.
My faith.
My faith.
Is what makes me. My faith. If I just trust in him, if I believe in him enough to put it in his hand,
yes, sir.
He'll bring me through.
Yeah.
I'm just encouraging you to recognize if you're going through something right now. Remember what he's already brought you through.
Yes.
Build on that faith that you had for that situation that you had before. Know that he's with you right now. Have enough faith to trust in the Lord. Have enough faith to believe that not only is he able, but because you've trusted in him and given it over to him, he'll bring you through it.
Yes, he will.
Faith.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes.
Precious faith.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful faith. Powerful faith, healing faith,
curing
faith,
faith
so special,
so
strong,
so
very precious, Peter says, more precious than gold. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we thank you, Father, for just reminding us this morning, not just that matter, to remind those who are here that faith is so special. To remind those who are here that if they'll just trust in you and put it in your hands, if they'll just reach out to you the way that woman did, or call out to you the way the blind man did, and just ask, Father, that you make a change, that somehow changes can be made in situations that seem to be impossible. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for what you've already brought us through. Each one who's here, Father, can have a testimony about what you've already done. And if they're going through something right now, Father, let them focus on your power and your love. And let them be reminded that if they'll just trust in you, if they'll just put it in your hand, you'll give them an even stronger testimony about another situation, about another time when you lifted them up and brought them out. Thank you for your love.
Thank you
for Jesus. Father, even thank you for the trials and tribulations that you brought me out of. Thank you for the way you continue to show me that I can depend on you. My faith looks up to you. My faith recognizes you. I have faith that wherever I am, you're with me. Whatever I'm going through, I can hold on to your hand and you'll bring me out. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. In his precious, adorable name we pray. Amen.
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 Let us stand. God loves us so much.
Yes.
He loves us so much that
He wants each of us to have an opportunity. We have the opportunity, but to use the opportunity that's been given us through Jesus Christ to be a part of those who crown Jesus Lord of Lords and King of Kings. To celebrate over in glory, He wants each one of us to recognize His love and to become a part of those who will be celebrating the Lord. Is there somebody here who has not yet said yes to the Lord? You know who He is. You've seen the things that He's done not only in your life but in the lives of others around you. You know He's real. And somehow you keep saying, one of these days I'm gonna come down that aisle and I'm going to say, Pastor Stinger, it's my day. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Somebody's going to step into the aisle and say, I'm not going to look around to see who's watching me. Because it's not about them, it's about me and Jesus. Is that you today? Do you want to step into this aisle? Do you want to come down and let us know that you're on the Lord's side? That your faith is strong enough to know that if you just give yourself totally over to Him, He can make you into something special and something beautiful. You may be waiting until you get yourself right. I often say that. He's not waiting for you to get yourself right. He wants you just as you are, because He can make you more than right. He can make you something special and beautiful. To someone who wants to come on this day, He loves you. Or maybe now there's somebody who's already accepted the Lord, already served the Lord many years in their lives, but they're somehow not at the place where they made some commitments to serve the Lord. That church where you joined, that place where you gave yourself over to the Lord, you made some commitments of the things you're going to do there, but you weren't able to get them all done, and now you find yourself here in this place. You find yourself here, and you recognize you've got some gifts and some talents that somehow could be used to help this place, this church, this household of faith, to do what God would have done here in Leesburg. Is there somebody who would like to come? Already accepted the Lord, but you want to serve the Lord here with us in this household of faith. Is there someone who would like to come this day? God bless you all. God bless you. Thank you.